Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Gaurav Chisate. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his UK counterpart Keir Starmer will hold talks in Mumbai today. The UK Prime Minister arrived in Mumbai yesterday on a two-day visit to India. Mr. Starmer is accompanied by the largest ever trade delegation from the UK. During talks, the two Prime Ministers will take stock of progress in diverse aspects of the India-UK Comprehensive Strategic Partnership in line with Vision 2035. The Ministry of Education, in joint collaboration with the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, will launch the Tobacco-Free Youth Campaign 3.0 today. The Ministry of Education said that this national campaign will mark a significant step towards realizing the government's vision of a tobacco-free generation. More from our correspondent.
This 60-day national campaign seeks to educate and empower children and youth to prevent the initiation of tobacco use, support those who wish to quit, and promote a strong culture of health and wellness across schools and institutes of higher education. The Global Youth Tobacco Survey 2019 reported that 8.4% of students aged between 13 to 15 years currently use tobacco products, with an average initiation age of just 10 years. Under the campaign, various activities will be organized, including World No Tobacco Quiz and school challenge on MyGov platform, counseling and support session for students to quit tobacco and other forms of substance abuse. Asunyo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The Wakha Forest Division and Doyang Plantation Division jointly observed Wildlife Week yesterday at the Forest Community Hall, organized under the National Plan for Conservation of Aquatic Ecosystems and the Nagarvan Yojana. Addressing the gathering, Wakha Divisional Forest Officer Suman W.M. Sivacharya emphasized the need for stronger conservation efforts, responsible environmental practices, and community participation to safeguard biodiversity while supporting local livelihoods. This year's celebration, held under the theme Human-Wildlife Coexistence, featured a debate and an extempore speech competition to engage students and raise awareness on the importance of coexistence and conservation. A one-day workshop on preservation of fruits and vegetables was held yesterday at Dimapur Government College, organized by the PM Usha Monitoring Cell and funded by the Ministry of Education under the PM Usha Initiative to promote vocationalization of higher education. Proprietor of Heyo Foods, Orinponi Hamtsoy, highlighted traditional and modern preservation methods, stressing their role in reducing waste, promoting sustainability, and fostering entrepreneurship. Participants also gained hands-on experience during the technical session, encouraging them to adopt sustainable food practices in both personal and professional spheres. The Department of Youth Resources and Sports, Nagaland, has called upon young people across the state to participate in the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue, VBYLD 2025, an initiative of the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports. The dialogue offers a national platform for youth aged 15 to 29 years to share their ideas and vision for building a Viksit Bharat by 2047. We have a report.
The program will be conducted in three stages: an online Viksit Bharat quiz on national goals and youth development, an essay competition for selected participants, and vision presentation at the state level. State level winners will represent Nagaland at the National Dialogue in New Delhi. Interested youth can register on the My Bharat platform at mybharat.gov.in.
The Fort Mokokchung Town Interward Volleyball Tournament kicked off yesterday at the Multi-Purpose Sports Complex Mokokchung, organized by Kumlong Sporting Association under the aegis of Mokokchung District Volleyball Association, with the theme Forging Champions. Chairman of Mokokchung Municipal Council Im Kong Chuba urged players to embrace sports as a path of discipline, humility and respect, noting that true sportsmanship extends beyond the court. In the opening match, Kichutip Ward defeated Penley Ward in straight sets 25-10 and 25-17. And India Meteorological Department's IMD has forecast rainfall activity to likely increase over South Peninsula India for the next 3 to 4 days. Over eastern and northeastern part of the country, heavy rainfall conditions will continue over parts of Odisha, Gangetic, West Bengal, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura during the next 2 to 3 days. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.